AC, you ready to talk about grit?
Yes, sir, I am.
True grit.
I am.
That's what they used to call you, right? Grits McGamble.
Grits McGamble. No, I don't think so. But I
The
am
old
feeling
gritty.
determined.
Yeah, determined to do what?
Determined to have a great summer. I'm gonna get lots done. I'm gonna exercise. I'm gonna hang out with my family. It's gonna be a great summer. I'm determined to make it good.
Sounds like a pipe dream.
A pipe dream.
You don't
Be a
got
summer of misery.
it.
How about you? Do you feel determined?
I'm always determined.
Yeah, that's your.
Change the world,
That's
baby.
right. That's your nickname.
Yep.
Yeah. Dan Determination Douglas.
That's right.
Yeah.
True
DDD, triple
Grit.
D.
Did you ever see that movie, True
I
Grit?
did, yeah. That's
Is that a cowboy movie?
I don't think so. Although it takes place in a cowboy sort of region, I believe.
John Wayne,
I can't
right?
remember really. I did see the movie. I just don't remember what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's
no.
supposed to be a really good movie, actually.
Actually, I think there's a remake.
Oh.
That's probably the one you saw.
Yeah, maybe that's the one I saw. Yeah.
Anywho, yeah,
Anywho,
we're talking about grit, determination. Onada. That man had some serious grit.
Yeah, Onada. That's an amazing story.
Decades.
Yeah, decades.
Decades in the
The
jungle.
war ended, but he refused to believe it.
Yeah, I mean he would get, I think the local people would tell him, like, leave messages for him, like, the war's over,
Yeah,
and
he thought it was a
it's a
trick.
trick.
Yeah.
It's a trick.
Yeah, he was extremely loyal to
Yeah,
his role.
so who was it? I think the commanding officer that they sent to see him, decades later.
Yeah.
They that was the only way
Right.
to make him give in. I mean, his compatriots, I think in the beginning he was there with two or three other guys.
Yeah, and one left and one died or
One
something like that.
died, and the other one gave up,
Yeah.
but he was just, I'm
Determined. Yeah.
in it to win it.
That's right. That he was. And I guess he just survived in the jungle and maybe built a shelter or
And he,
something.
it wasn't like he was just like, oh, I'm holding out.
Hunkering down. He wasn't hungry. He was killing
he
people.
was killing people.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
surprised that that the local people weren't able to hunt him down and
Well,
kill
see,
him.
that's the only part of the story that I just it was hard for me to imagine. It's like if there was a foreign, soldier in my homeland and he was killing my compatriots, who were completely innocent, farmers or just local people, wouldn't the local people like get together and like hunt him down and put an end to it?
I don't know. Maybe it was just like a. Maybe it was just like a. Like thought he was like Bigfoot.
I don't
I didn't
know.
even
It's
really know.
really
It
odd,
was just like
but
a mythical
yeah,
character in the jungle.
maybe. But yeah,
You
it's
think it's
pretty
a. You think it's a
amazing.
little fishy?
No, I think it's real. I mean, there's a book that he wrote a book on it, or like an autobiography
I'd
kind of
like to
thing.
read that.
Yeah, it's out. I think
Yeah.
there's an English translation of it. I haven't read it, but I think there's a book about it.
Yeah, I wonder what his life was like after returning, after all those decades away.
I think maybe that might be on my summer reading list.
Yeah.
I should get that. Yeah, it'd be really interesting to know. I wonder what his life is like now.
We did a story. I think he's probably passed away.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
We did a little bit similar story about a I think it was a North Vietnamese soldier, a long time ago, and he also was in the jungle for decades.
Yeah.
But I think he knew the war was over. He just was like, I'm done with society.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Him and his son. But this guy, no,
He
he was determined.
very determined.
Yeah, till death.
Wow.
And yeah, what did we move on to? The Cunningham
Oh,
story.
yeah, the Cunningham story. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting. I think
Think
that,
of 4 minute 8 second. This is a guy who wasn't supposed to even walk,
yeah.
and he ran a 4 minute 8 second mile, which for the time
Yeah.
was a world record for indoor.
Yeah. And he was just minutes away from, doctors making the decision to amputate his
Yeah.
legs.
Yeah.
And he refused. He wanted to walk again. And I had that image of him just like as a child, like crawling across the floor and, just crawling, doing everything he can to walk again. And yeah,
And his father, what a piece of work that guy. You think he'd be proud of his son, and
yeah,
here he's got to hide that he's running, or his father's right. gonna beat him.
Right. What did he say? Something about like athletics is just for showing off.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What really? A piece of work.
Huh. I think he's in the minority on that
yeah.
one. Yeah. He must not have been much of an athlete himself, I bet. But yeah, his story, yeah, it's pretty amazing that someone would achieve those type of goals later in life.
Right.
So, yeah.
You're a runner.
I wouldn't call myself a runner.
You think you could hit a 4-minute, 8-second mile? Come on. Stop pretending like you're thinking about it. I'll answer this one.
Not even close. In fact, if I hit if I hit 7 minutes, I'd be pretty proud of myself.
you're
I
a long
do a seven
distance.
Minute mile.
You're into the long one. That
no,
takes some grit.
No,
you did a half marathon.
Oh, that's not that long. That's only 2 hours of running. I mean, I met a guy recently here who he runs like these ultra marathons, uh-huh. 100 mile.
Yeah, those guys
I mean,
are
show
offs.
It's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. No, they're not show offs.
Everything me. Look at me.
No, he's a really cool guy,
yeah.
man.
He's got really something good. Weird.
But you know
going
what shocked
on.
Me is I asked him about his training, and he actually his training is not that long. You'd think he'd be doing these like marathons for training. Nah, he'll run like 10K, 15K. In the woods, in the mountains, whatever, several times a week, and then one day I'll just go out and run 100 kilometers. It's
wow.
incredible.
Wow! And what's that all about? Why does he?
He just does it for fun. He enjoys it.
Young guy, old guy?
Nah, he's like middle aged. He's probably about 40, for something like that.
And, that can't be good on your knees.
No, probably not. Probably, amongst other things.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, that takes some grit. That takes some determination.
Definitely.
And I'm sure it takes some sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're going to feel, man, 50 miles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of these people run the equivalent of 2 or 3 marathons
That's
in
right.
a row. You're
yeah.
going to be feeling pain that you got to just bear down and
yeah, let go of
yeah.
and focus. But, yeah, it's pretty. What's the furthest you've ever run?
Furthest I've ever run, I don't think I've ever run more than 5 miles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there's always tomorrow,
yep.
Dan. There's always tomorrow. Yeah. Just got to get that determination up.
But, yeah, how about that Sadhu? That takes some sacrifice.
That's a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, you know, he was in a lot of pain for probably the first few years.
Oh, I can imagine.
He really sacrificed. I mean,
it's amazing that someone could make a decision like that and stick to it. It's like, what did he do when he was sleeping?
He probably had, you know, the arm extended over his head.
But I mean, how did he keep it up? Did he use like some poles or ropes or something? I mean, if you're sleeping, wouldn't it just fall down? Especially in the first week or two, like.
You sound like you're considering how. This for yourself. How am I going to do it?
How am I going to do it? I'm just
sense.
Thinking of the logistics, like the practicalities. It's
yeah.
How
yeah.
would I mean? Maybe it did come down when he was sleeping initially, but he just kept raising it when he'd wake up.
Well, I bet after a short amount of time, it's gonna stiffen.
I wonder how short though.
Yeah,
we'd have to get a doctor to tell us that one.
I mean, I wonder if there's if there's certain places he can't go, like there must be. Well, I guess you just bend over, low ceiling.
Yeah,
place.
Yeah, you just probably bend over. But that's incredible.
Yeah, so I mean, he was really sacrificing. He's really making a statement. You know, I'm not of this world.
Yeah,
I
and this guy
no
had
need.
He had like a wife and children, and he was living like a normal, you know, life with a job
yeah.
and you know family and. And he just left it all.
You know, I think a sadhu or a holy man is you know, obviously quite unusual in India.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a very, very small minority of people
oh,
who
yeah,
go
of course.
To these extremes.
Yeah.
But you know, I have heard that there is a line of thought that there's a certain phase in your life where, mm-hmm. you know, your job is to raise a family and make money.
Right.
And then, there's a school of thought where they believe you're supposed to graduate and then live the spiritual life
Right.
and to, turn your back
Right.
on all of those worldly connections, like, your loved ones.
Right.
I wonder if, I don't really know that much about sadhus. I don't know if they keep connection with their family.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I mean, there was a time in my life where I had considered becoming an ascetic monk.
Ascetic monk, where you mean in India?
No, in like Thailand or something like that. Like
In what sense? What?
just becoming a monk, like letting go of the life I was living and just devote myself to meditation and cultivating, my spirituality, that kind of thing. I considered it. Never made the decision to do it, but I was, considering
How
it.
close were you?
Probably not that close. Not close enough to take any action, let's put it that way. But I mean, at that time in my life, I was practicing a lot of meditation and yoga and, staying in monasteries and practicing meditation and, being very careful about. I was a vegetarian,
But I mean,
yeah.
you were also, a young backpacker.
Yeah,
So, I mean,
exactly.
at what point does a young Western backpacker in Southeast Asia become a monk versus just becoming a, a bum,
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people that do
leaching off of the people
that.
in
I
that
mean, that's one
country?
way to look at some people, people go in many different directions.
I was reading an
You know,
article, the
yeah.
reason it comes up, I was reading an article about how in Thailand there's a little bit of a backlash of against backpackers who are begging
Oh, who do
in
begging?
Thailand. And
As like hippie backpackers or
yeah, well, no, just backpackers, not necessarily
oh, they just
hippies.
beg just to get money.
Yeah,
Oh,
they're just
they're not in robes or anything like that.
no,
Oh, okay.
no, and
I see.
they'll just put a bowl at like some major subway station in
Oh, and they
Thailand,
just sit
like
down
next
and
to people who are
truly
really
suffering.
in
Yeah,
need,
right. Yeah.
and because they want to be able to travel more,
Ah, I see.
and they'll put a sign like
Help me
need
get to the
money to
next
get to the
location.
beach,
Oh, that's pretty
and
bad. That's pretty
yeah, Thai
bad.
people are
Yeah.
not too happy
Oh,
about that.
I can imagine. Yeah.
And then there are these stories in Japan of fake monks, people coming from other parts of Asia, I
Ah,
think on
right.
tourist visas, dressing up as
Right, right, right,
monks
right.
and begging.
To make money. Yeah.
And I don't think it's just foreign. I think I've read articles about Japanese scammers. I mean, it's very rare,
Yeah, very rare.
but I think it does happen.
I'm sure there's scammers all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. In all kinds of different disguises. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's sadhu. That's true sacrifice. Sacrifice your limb for a higher purpose.
What sacrifices have you made?
Well, I make sacrifices all the time. Every day. I mean, we all do. Everybody makes it. You got to make choices. You can't have it all. You've got to, you got to give up.
Got to give a little.
Yeah. I mean, I make a major sacrifice working with you, right?
You should thank your lucky stars that I
It's the
took
biggest
you,
sacrifice of
that
my
I
life.
took you under my wing and raised you up. Otherwise, you'd be
Yeah.
in the gutter
And I forgive you for
with a
your
bottle of
delusions. It's
booze.
okay. It's okay. If it weren't for
And
me,
cleaned you
you'd
off.
be in the loony bin,
Clean
man.
the. You would be homeless, my friend, were it not for me.
Okay, Dan. It's okay. You keep thinking that.
But grit, you got some grit.
You
You've been
think?
able to. You've been able to soldier on with, you're losing your hair and losing your marbles, losing your memory,
Yeah,
losing your
that's
wits, but
true.
you
That's
don't
true.
give
That's
up.
true. I don't give up. That's right.
You don't
I'm
give
full of
up.
determination.
So what was the what were you most impressed with? What surprised you most between the the story of the Sadhu Cunningham and Onada, the soldier?
Well, I mean, I think all the stories were really interesting, but I guess the thing that really got me thinking the most was what I mentioned you know, a few minutes ago about the logistics of keeping your hand in the air for long enough for it to atrophy and harden so that it would not fall on its own.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, especially at the beginning, the first several weeks.
But maybe it doesn't, like, maybe it doesn't, maybe it's only like a month. Maybe he's getting all these props. He's milking this arm in the sky when he really only
needed a month to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he still has to walk around.
Well, yeah. But yeah. Once you get used to it, I'm sure it's like anything
yeah,
else.
It's yeah. It's just like,
yeah, I don't know. That fascinated me, that part.
I think the story of Onoda, that uh-huh. that determination to never give in, that fighting spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, it's always good to know when to quit.
Yeah. Well, especially also, when the war's over, man. That's a darn good time to
also,
quit.
But man, if you're a general, those are the kind of soldiers you want.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So
yeah, I think the Cunningham story, what a turnaround. That also was really impressive. But the longevity that Onoda had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what life was like living in the jungle.
Yeah, 30. What was it, like 30 years? 25
decades,
years?
Decades.
Yeah,
yeah. It
was a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron.
Yes.
I think it's time to know when to quit. I think this conversation has reached its organic end.
Okay, man.
All right, over and out.
Okay, until the next one.